TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hu. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. Time feels pretty elastic, especially as we continue to live through this pandemic. Questions about time, specifically deep time, are the focus of artist Katie Patterson's work. In her talk recorded for TED Women in 2021, she explains how she's tried to better connect humankind to the progression of nature, the earth, and the cosmos. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is a lot of things. Odoo is award-winning management software. Odoo is total control of your entire company in one place. Odoo is a suite of fully integrated applications for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. Basically, Odoo is what your business needs to succeed. So if you're ready to get more done in less time, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, business management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Have you ever bathed under a light that creates the glow of a full moon? Sculpted beaches into miniature mountains? Or breathed in the aroma of Earth's first trees? These are some of the artworks I've made to come to an understanding of deep time. But what is deep time and why does it matter to us all? The term describes the history of the Earth over a time span of millions of years. My first encounter with deep time came after I'd finished my studies, had no job and didn't know what to do. So I took off to work as a chambermaid in the remote north of Iceland. I was tilted on my axis and began a series of explorations to try to figure out how to tell the story of deep time. This has been the quest of my work and has taken me through the cosmos, the geological strata of the Earth, to encounters with the earliest forms of life. In Iceland, I realised that we live on a planet. By opening my eyes to the primordial landscape, I started to understand we're not born out of nothing. The sea, the sky, the earth, the air, we're made of the same stuff. We coexist. In just my lifetime, we humans have become a geological force. We've caused glaciers around the world to melt entirely. I wanted to bring these distant landscapes closer to our lives in a visceral way. So, of course, I set up a phone line. People everywhere could dial a number and listen live to the sound of a glacier melting. It was an elegy to a disappearing landscape. Can we connect to deep time via sensory experience? This artwork, called Totality, brings together nearly every solar eclipse documented by humankind in a mirror ball. Over 10,000 images reflect the progression of a solar eclipse. Their light surrounds us and we can feel mesmerised. This led me to wonder, what is the colour of deep time? I mapped the colours of the entire universe from its very beginnings to its potential ends, discovering the pale blue hues of the first stars to the dark maroons of the last light. Every single atom in our bodies was formed in a star billions of years ago. The remnants of stars make up all of us. My vision was to gather every dying star across the universe and make a map. The result? over 27,000 supernova, stellar black holes and gamma ray bursts shimmer as pinpoints in aluminium, is a graveyard of stars, yet it alludes to life. The journey we humans have been on to arrive right here is nothing short of a miracle. Every day we walk past trees, but do we stop to think that they are our cousins? We share so many of our genes with trees, and forests give us our breath. I wanted to honour them by creating a sculpture made of every tree type on Earth, the hollow. Designed with architects Eller and Moye, it brings together over 10,000 tree species spanning millions of years. We were donated wood samples from almost every country. The Indian banyan, the white mulberry, the dawn redwood, and twigs from sacred forests surround us. Looking upwards into the light, we see the most threatened tree species of now. More recently in my practice, I've come to believe that looking forward is just as important as looking back. How do we speak to unborn people? How do we build a bridge across time? I thought the world's literary voices may be the best at doing that job, so I proposed a library of the future. A forest, a room, 100 authors and 100 years. It started in 2014. On the outskirts of Oslo, we planted 1,000 baby spruce trees. When they're fully grown, they're going to be cut and made into paper. Every year, for 100 years, a different author is invited to write something new. Their words will become an anthology of books, printed on paper made from these trees, only to be read in the year 2114. The core of Future Library is time and longevity, but also hope and rituals. Every spring we take a pilgrimage to the forest. Authors hand over their manuscript and announce its title. Their text will be stored in Oslo's new library. You take off your shoes, you step inside. Each glass drawer holds a manuscript. 100 years is not vast in cosmic terms. Yet if my young son lives to read the books, his world is likely to have changed beyond recognition. Will human beings survive to read the books? Future Library is a century-long prayer. Future generations may be invisible to our eyes, but we are connected through our actions. I wanted to say to future readers, I see you, we see you. Why does connecting to deep time matter to us all? Short-sightedness may be the greatest threat to humanity. To be human is to understand that we're part of a long continuum. Let's embrace our cosmic context, respect our origins, and hold our future close. Thank you.